Hey guys, Omar Osman here. Today I'm sharing three things I learned from reading What the CEO Wants You to Know by Ram Charan. In this book, he talks about business acumen, which is basically understanding the basic building blocks of every business, regardless of its size, and how they're used to generate cash and profit for a business. The first lesson I learned was understand the big picture. In the book, he talks a lot about how people get put into silos at their work. So someone might work in a marketing department and all they think about is their marketing division. Or someone might be in an IT department, all they think about is their IT division. And what happens is that when you're in that silo, you might have a lot of depth of understanding in your particular vertical, but you lack an understanding of the overall business. And so a lot of times upper management may make decisions that you don't like or you think is negatively impacting your team or your division, and that's because you're not understanding how the overall business works. In order to be a good leader, you have to understand how all the divisions are related and how they're contributing to a larger big picture of the business. He gives a great example of some of the building blocks that are used to build up the big picture. He talks about a street vendor in India selling fruit. And so he says that this vendor has to know every morning how much to invest in his fruit, how ripe it should be, what type of inventory to keep, how many different types of fruit, what the profit margins are, and he also has to know how many customers to expect, what kinds of things he's going to sell, and also build loyalty with his customer base in order to sell that fruit. And if he has inventory that goes to waste, he loses money. If he loses customers, he loses money. If he doesn't set the prices properly, he'll lose people to his competitors. All of these are the essential building blocks that go into any business that everyone has to learn and master. The second lesson is that the building blocks of every business are the same. I kind of talked about a little bit with the street vendor, but Charan lays out three major things that everyone needs to know: cash generation, return on assets, and growth. Now, what happens with business is that as a business grows, these things become more and more and more complex. But what a good CEO is able to do is reduce their complexity down to the basic level. And this is also for someone that, even if they're not in a leadership level or at a CEO level, what the CEO wants you to know is if you can understand the basics of any of these three components and you're able to communicate that to your leadership, that makes you that much more valuable to your organization. Another major building block that people overlook is customers. Now that sounds very basic, but if you want to have a successful business, you have to have paying customers. And in order to find customers, you have to be able to sell people something that they need or want. How you find that out is simply by talking to people and asking them what they need. It's amazing how many businesses that there are that overlook this very critical and super basic step. They come up with something, they assume that people need it without actually talking to anyone, without actually testing the idea, and then they try to bring it to market, invest a lot in marketing tactics and all these things, and then they end up failing. You have to focus on those basics. And a great CEO is the one that can reduce the complexity down to these basic levels of his organization. The third lesson that I learned from this book was that strong leaders are those who harness the strengths of their team members and put them in the right positions to succeed. It takes a lot of insight to be able to recognize what someone's strengths are, where they're best suited. And when you put people in the right position, that creates a synergy, that creates an effectiveness in getting results, and that's what gives you an edge in execution and gives you a competitive advantage over other teams. But it takes time on the part of a leader to sit down and actually get to know their employees, get to know their team members, and find out where their strengths are, and tying that strength to a business need. That's the key combination that's needed to have a successful business. Those are the three lessons that we got from this book. Hope you enjoyed. Please make sure you check out the description to get a link to the book, and also make sure you subscribe to the channel and get more of these videos as we release them every week. Thanks.